Shus Rosh Shiva. We're continuing in Tzvila. The stories keep coming in. Last week I talked about the nes I had at the American consulate, and one of the rabbeim the next day was trying to get a visa, and he missed his opportunity. There was a half hour window, and they said, now you're going to wait online for 2 hours just to get an appointment in a couple months. So he thought of the story of the consulate, and he took out his tehillim. He filled out an application, Rabosai, for the visa. What's he doing? And lo and behold, 40 people, some odd, getting sent out. One after another, can't help you, can't help you. He's sitting there, he's got his application. 5 people left. The guy says, okay, who can I help right now? What, you need a visa? You have an application? Yep, here it is. I think we have to start davening more. Would have had a lot of less stress in this country if I would have taken out a tehillim. I always bring a mishnayos to these places because I know it's going to be long, but I think I should bring a tehillim so it'll be short. Al kol panim, we're starting to understand the idea of being kirei Hashem be'emes, and today we're going to go weiter. We have the bracha of Hashiveinu. Sitter. Remembered everything except for the sitter. Hashiveinu. The bracha of Hashiveinu and Slach Lanu. Hashiveinu avinu l'soira secha. V'karveinu malkeinu l'avoda secha. When we ask Hashem to get close, we use two lashonos over here. Hashem is our father. Hashiveinu avinu l'soira secha. Hashem, bring us close to your Torah, you're our father. Karveinu malkeinu l'avoda secha. And Hashem is our king. Bring us close for your avoda. And in the next bracha, we do this. Slach lanu avinu. Forgive us our father, ki chatanu. Michal lanu malkeinu, ki vashanu. Pardon us, our king, because we've been rebellious. So we see over here that if we want to understand these brachas, we have to enter the idea of understanding what a father is and what a king is. What a son is and what a servant is. And this is not just this bracha. This is from Ikare Avoida. The Yisoid V'Sharish Avoda brings from the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Bahar. Zok the Zohar HaKadosh. Ki li b'nei Yisrael Avodim. Says the Zohar, B'shnei Afonim Nikroim Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nikroim Eved, Klal Yisrael are called servants, Shekosuv Avadayim, V'nikroim Bonim, and they're called children, Shekosuv Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. Bizman Sh'adam Yodeyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'derech Klal. When a person just knows Hashem in general, he understands he's in the presence of Hashem, Az Nikra Eved, She'osim Mitzvah Sadono, there's a distance. There's a feeling of trepidation. He can't start asking personal questions to the king. And secrets of the home. But when you have an intimate relationship with Hashem, as nikra ben ha'ov shelo, you're a beloved son. Dad, tell me about the old days. Dad, how did you manage that one? Dad, I saw you speaking to that ani over there. What's the chesed that you were involved with? Let me in on it. It's all appropriate. When it's a father-son relationship, you're mechapes the nistaris. You go deeper and deeper and deeper. Says the Zohar Vayter, Ba'avoida she'adam oyved la'chodesh baruch hu. When a person serves Hashem, yesh avodah she'tzarech ba'al yikamo b'shneihem. You have to know how to be both a son and a servant. Where do we do this? Avoidas hatvila. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, that if you want to know how to be a servant and a son at the same time, and bring tremendous nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do that in davening. How could this be? If you think about it, one major part of davening is being oimed lefnei hamelech. We stand there, we don't speak, we stand in position. Hikon, a person has to wear a hat and jacket. He's in front of the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. Pachad Pchadim. And at the same time, we're speaking to a listening ear, to our father, to our tata, to our dad, to our papa, depending which language you use. Someone who deeply cares about all the details of our lives and wants us to be let in on the details of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. This is the amazing experience of davening. On the one hand, we are children of Hashem, and we're going in there and we're having this real conversation, but on the other hand, we don't forget, we're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech Malchei Amlachim, and that's serious. Or in other words, Avinu Malkeinu, our father is our king. And a person who davens gets to experience this complex feeling of feeling they're in front of something so awesome and so fearful. But at the same time, that presence of that king wants me to have that close relationship with him. And only Klal Yisrael could pull this off. Rabbi Akiva, when he davened, the Gemara tells us in Tainus on Chaf Hei, Rabbi Akiva davened for Geshamim. And what did he daven? He davened Avinu Malkeinu. Yorod, Rabbi Akiva, Achra, Vamar, Avinu Malkeinu, Ein Lanu Melech Elohata. We only have one king, it's you. Avinu Malkeinu, our father, our king. Lemancha, Rachem Aleinu, have Rachmanis on us. V'yardu Geshamim. The Geshamim came down. The Marsha over here says this is the Makar for what we say on Rosh Hashanah. Im Kibanim, Im Ka'avadim. If we're dealt with like children, if we're dealt with like servants. Now, why is this such a powerful davening? Why is this such a powerful davening that it brings down the Geshamim? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva said it, and Rabbi Akiva was Mavir al-Midosav, he was someone who let things slide. But why is this the davening that pierces through all the way to the Kisei HaKavod? The Maharal in the Siva Avoida, Perek Yud Ches, is being Masber why it says Avinu Malkeinu in Rachim, in benching. We say Avinu Malkeinu, Adirenu, Barenu, Goalenu, right? What is Avinu Malkeinu? He says Avinu Malkeinu is the most shalem experience of Bakasha that you could have. It doesn't leave anything out. It's saying, Avinu, you are our father, which means we're your nachas, whether you like it or not. If we are good, it's your nachas. And if not, then Kaviyachal Hashem, you decided that that's your failure as well. We're directly tied to you. Mitzad, that we're a chip off the old block, Kiviyachol. All of us were nechtach mekisei hakoven. Every one of our neshamas is from the Av. From the Av. Av is Aleph Beis. Av and Ben. Whenever there's a father, there's a son. Av, you're our father. And then there's Malkeinu, you're our king, which means we're your nation. So if we're your nation and we go into bankruptcy, it doesn't look good for your kingdom as well. So take any aspect of our relationship and we can find a way to bring a schus for ourselves, either as children or as servants. Avinu Malkeinu. So now we're going to discuss a little bit the beginning. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. We have to first understand what it is a father and why it's mashma here. Avinu is connected to Torah. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. When we talk about Torah, we ask our father to connect us to Torah, to bring us back to Torah. And when we talk about Avoda, Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avoda Secha, our king should bring us close. Let's try to understand. Says the Vilna Gaon about the relationship between a father and a son. Beautiful Pasuk in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech, as explained by the Vilna Gaon. Perchav Gimel Pasuk Tesvav. Bini, my son, im chacham libecha, if you are wise, yismach libi gamani, I will also be happy. Interesting pasuk. Says the Vilna Gaon, ki ha'av ubenoi heim mishoyrish echad. A father and son are from the same source. Ube'et shehaben yechkam bilvavai, v'yismach, when a son is happy and wise, even though he doesn't express his feelings, no one knows. Az tekev gam lev ha'av sameach. Dad is smiling. You're in Yerushalayim, and he's working in Manhattan, all of a sudden you had a chiddush in morning Seder, or you feel great, you did well on a bechina, all of a sudden dad goes, ah, great day we're having. Az tekev leva av sameach. Kemo ha-even ha-nikra magnet. Just like a magnet, that if you cut it into two parts, kishachoko echad yisnoea, when you move one part of the one magnet, so the other piece moves. Az gam ha-sheni yisnoea. Af shiyer birachok b'kseya aretz. Even if it's far away. Kein hu teva shorish ha-ben. This is the idea of the connection of the source of the son in the father. An amazing connection between a father and son because they're from the same thing. They're from the same connection. They have that same chibur. And there's a beautiful Rabbi Kiva Eger. A beautiful Rabbi Kiva Eger that was brought by the Rosh Yeshiva of Waterbury. Rav Kaufman, when he was here. We're talking about a relationship of ahava, of love. That's the relationship of a father to a son. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Vitzorech lohavin, this is in Drush v'chiddush v'eschanan, and it's brought in Chut HaMesholish. Tzorech lohavin, halo i'efshir leo b'kfiya, you can't force love, right? You can't force someone to love chocolate cake. They either like chocolate cake or they don't like chocolate cake. How do you force someone to love Hashem? Love Hashem! I'm not feeling it. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, V'nire, de'avas Yisrael la'kadosh baruch hu b'teva. It's natural for Klal Yisrael to love Hashem. Kevan she'akadosh baruch hu oev osanu. This is the reverse of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon was talking about when the son is happy, the father's happy. But over here, it's the opposite. When Bo'ri Olam loves us, it brings that type of connection because we're so connected. Kimayim panim opanim. And that's why we're choisim kriyashma, ha-boicher ba'amo Yisrael ba'ahava. Just so that we can know that Hashem loves us. That's our connection, a father and a son. A father's love of a son knows no bounds. And the Chasim Sofer asks, there are those new types of philosophers, which I think we would call maskilim, that's what they are. And he says, they think that you should say Shema once a year. Then it'll be a big event. You'll have trumpets, and Shema, right? It'll be incredible. But every day, twice a day, and then with Kriya Shema Lamita, give me a break. Right? How can you be so excited about the king? Save it for Rosh Hashanah. Save it for Yom Kippur. Says the Chasim Sofer, they're making a mistake. He says the Nisayan is made that Yidden can get into Kriya Shema every day. But Ki'ilu, it's the day of Kabbalah Satorah Mehar Sinai. So he asks, how? He says, Ki Kein Hashem Yisbarach Oev Yisrael. Hashem loves us every day. And Hashem doesn't ever get bored. And Hashem doesn't ever lose emotion. V'legabi didei lo shayich hergel. Hashem doesn't have anything that's habitual or rote. Since Hashem's always renewing his love of us, so then that ignites our ava. That ignites our ava to Hashem. And now it comes out that when you say the word Avinu, you have a lot of hope for a lot of emotion right here. Because your father knows that he's your father. That's Hashem. And when you tap into that word Avinu, you can zone into a hergesh that's mamish me'al u'me'aver from anything that you've had before. Because you really do have that father. You find that frequency of Avinu Malkeinu. But it's more than that. It's directly shayach to Torah, being a son of Hashem. It says, Hashiveinu Avinu l'sayra secha. When you talk to Hashem as a father, you talk to him as somebody who wants to get to know Hashem. How do you get to know Hashem? The Zohar HaKadosh says, Yisrael kutshabrichu v'oraisa chada. Hashem, his Torah, and Klal Yisrael are one. How do you get to know Hashem? How do you ask him personal questions? Through learning Torah. Torah is a way to get to know Hashem personally. You just learn and learn, and Hashem keeps talking to you, and talking to you, and talking to you, and talking to you, and telling you this and that. And all of the various areas, all of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, all of Chumash, all of Agada, all of Kabbalah, everything. Hashem is having a conversation with you because he loves you like a son. He would never do that with a servant. He only does that with a child. And this is pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in Perek Gimel of Avos, Chavivin Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. Many Meforshim say that it's going on a regular, even guy. That's why it doesn't say Tzelem Elokim, according to many. Chavivin Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem, that man was created in the image of God, and that itself is something that really brings him above the animal kingdom. Chavivin Yisrael! Why are Klal Yisrael more? Shenikru Banim Lamakom. They're called Hashem's Kinderlach. Then it adds an interesting thing. Chiba Yisera no Das Lahem, Shenikru Banim Lamakom, as it says, Banim Atem Lahashem Alakechem, and then it says another thing. Chavivin Yisrael Shenitim Lem Kli Chemda, Chiba Yisera no Das Lahem, Shenatim Lem Kli Chemda, Shabo Nivra Olam. Hashem gave them the Torah that the world was created with it. So you say, oh, it's two separate things. We're sons of Hashem, which is really nice, and we also have this thing called the Torah. No, this is the expression of being children. We are Banim LaHashem, and Hashem let us in on the secret of the entire creation, of the very thing that He created the world with. He wants us to find out about it. He wants to stay up late at night with us and schmooze about all of the secrets of the Bria. That's the relationship of Av and Ben. And you can come with a Taina. You can come with a Taina. There's a tour that I would have thought was a Hasidish Sefer. That's the tour. It's not Hasidish. This is way before the Baal Shem. It's unbelievable. When you say, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soyrasecha, you're coming with a Taina to Hashem. Watch this. The tour says this. I also found this in the Siddur of the Rokeach. He says the following. He says, you know what? You're my father. And last time I checked, the halacha is that a father has to teach his son Torah. So, teach me. Teach me. When you say, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha, you say, I am your son, Boira Elam. I need direction. I need to become close to your Torah. I need big madregas. And you know what? You could say, who are you? But a father never cares. I remember when I was in high school. I wasn't the best student, to say the least. And I was also a little bit hyperactive. Now I get out all my energy in front of you. It's very good. But I didn't do so well in school, and I wasn't such a popular Talmud of my teachers. It was hard for them to deal with me in class. But my father kept putting me in the top class. Wherever I was, it was always in the top class, And it didn't go so well in the top class. He wanted me to be with the people who were the nicest people. You know, he didn't want me to be with the bullies and the people who didn't know how to spell their names. He always put me in the top class. And he was able to pull these strings in the schools that I went to. So I remember I was saying to one of my rabbeim, you know, one of them was actually saying to me, he's like, why are you here? I'm like, good question. What are you doing here? I'm like, I don't really know. He's like, it's good you know you're Madrega. I'm proud of you that you know you're not supposed to be in the top class. Fine. Fine. And then I remember I wanted to figure out what yeshivas to go to. So I was telling my Rebbe, I might go here, I might go there. She says, what makes you think you're going to get into those yeshivas? It was a good point. But I didn't have the guts to tell him. You know what I want to tell him? My father is going to get me in. And that's what happened. I got into yeshiva through my dad. Right? I didn't have the chutzpah to tell him that. But that was what's going on. A father, Ava Mikalkelis Ashura. You know why a father is motivated? You think, you know what I am? This is like an Aguda convention over here. I'm now telling all of the rabbis that they should be like fathers. This is beautiful. Rabbi Stark is condemning all of the rabbis. No, that's the wrong message. My rabbeim were right about me. I was a terror in class. I had no redeeming factor on me. Nothing. Nothing. And if I was a Rebbe of me, I would also just get me out of here. There's only one reason I'm here, because I have a father. Parents don't care if you're supposed to be successful. They just love you. And Baruch Hashem for that. When you have a father, he just wants you to advance because he loves you. If sometimes, if you were based on any types of merits, you don't have them. But a father always cares. A father always wants you to be at the top. Learning Torah is the top of the Bria. We don't deserve to be learning Torah. In Ava Rabba, we ask Hashem. We ask our Father. We say, Avinu of Harachaman. Our Father, our merciful Father. Rachem Aleinu, have Rachmanis. You think that maybe somebody's sick, Chas V'Shalom. Have Rachmanis. Right, what's he going to say? Avinu of Harachaman, Rachem Aleinu. When do we use it? Merciful Father, have Rachmanis. Right, who's sick over here? Right, maybe someone went bankrupt. Maybe with people are on the street. What type of rachmanis? This is a bracha with such rachmanis. Avinu av racham and racham rachim aleinu. Merachim racham. How many rachmanises can you put in one bracha? Right? What does it say here? Let us understand your Torah. Same beli beinu lahavin lahaskil. Lishmoya. Let us hear things properly and shear. Lilmoid, ulilamid, let us teach. Lishmor, let us keep what we know and not be hypocritical. Lasois. Let us do the mitzvahs ase, the lishmor is losas se, lasas is ase. Ulekayim, let it be fixed by us. Kol divrei salmon teresecha biava. All of your Torah. Vahare neinu b'sar secha. Let us have chidushe Torah. Chidushim? Yeah. V'dabit libeinu b'sar secha v'yachid l'baveinu. What's going on over here? Why do we need so much rachmanas? You know what it is to be a ben Torah? Have we ever looked at ourselves in the mirror? Do we deserve to have this connection with Bayrei Olam? And the answer is, there's only one reason why. Hashem really loves us. Hashem really cares about us. And Kol Zman that he's our Father, he wants to include us in this amazing kesher. In this amazing kesher. And the Ribar Yochar says an amazing thing also over here. Hashiveinu avinu l'sorasecha. He says that sometimes you have a Talmud Chacham Sheparash. He goes off the derech, Rachman al-Etzlan. He stops learning. And he brings a medrash and he says that a person who has a Yerusha from his father can always come back. Says the Ribar Yakar, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha means there's only one place you're never embarrassed to come home. To your family. Your family always wants you to succeed. Always wants you back. And he says, when someone loses sight of priorities in life, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha, they can always start learning again. Sometimes I go to America and people, they stop learning because of certain pressures and this, and work and whatever, and then they're embarrassed to come back. It's not true. You're coming home. Every Yid has learned Kol HaTorah Kulo, the Gemara Nida says, and Daf Lamed. We learned all the Torah. We're coming back to ourselves. There's no busha when it comes back to coming back home. It's the only place. Hashiveinu avinu l'sayrasecha. We're coming home. And there's so many ways that we don't get into our learning. There are reasons for it that are out of our control sometimes. Sometimes we have trouble reading the text in front of us. We have trouble reading it. We have trouble with the words. It's a complex sentence structure. We have trouble with the logic. And there's so many things that are out of our control. You know what you say to Hashem? In this bracha, you say, Hashem, you're my father. Figure it out. Figure it out. I'm putting this on you. Okay? And if you were just a regular father, so then you could schedule all these meetings with different people to get it. You're Avinu Malkeinu. You're a Kol Yachol. Figure it out. Figure it out for me. I want to connect with you. And everybody's telling me about Geschmack and learning this, Geschmack and learning that. I can't even read what's in front of me. I can't even read these words. How do you expect me to connect with you if I can't get past first base? Daven for that. Don't think about this all day. It might depress you. Only think about it 3 times a day. And then it'll get better. We have to really believe that our tefillahs work, Rabosai. We have to believe any mechitza between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be removed. Hashiveinu avinu l'sayrasecha. And next, we come to karveinu Malkeinu Lavodasecha. Now we're back to the world of the king. Because it's Avoda. Different pshatim in Avoda. Avoda could be mitzvos, like the Pasuk says, Tachas asher lo avadatos Hashem elokecha, b'simcha v'tuv levav. First pshat in the Abu Dram is that it's going on mitzvos. Let me come close to mitzvos. Or it's going on davening, right? Migoy gadol asher karov, kirva, is by davening. Trying to get close to the king. Trying to get close to the king. When a person comes to Karveinu, Malkeinu Lavodasecha, they say, Hashem, I feel far. Hashiveinu is not a word of coming close. It's just bringing you back. Karvenu is get me closer. I'm feeling dry in my mitzvos. Bring me closer. Let me have more feeling in what I'm doing. Let me experience the flavor, the tam in what I'm doing. Karvenu malkenu la'avodasecha. Let me feel a geshmak of davening. Karvenu malkenu la'avodasecha. The Abu Dram and the Rebbe Yochanan say Karvenu is dafka by tefillah. Because tefillah can feel so distant, but it's supposed to feel like the closest moments of the day. It's supposed to feel so incredible. You do it for me, Borei Olam. You bring me closer. You bring me closer. And the Vilna Gaon adds an amazing insight over here. He says, by Torah it's Hashivenu, because a person can become a Talmud Chacham in Gullus. He doesn't need to be closer to any place. But Avoda, which is Tfila, already in its ideal, was Shayach to Karbonus. Karveinu Malkeinu Lavoda Secha. Bring us closer in proximity. Take us back to Eretz Yisrael. Bring us closer. Admas Kodesh. Bring us to Yushalayim Yerkadshenu. So we could have a connection with you. So we start off Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soira Secha. All the things that are stopping me. All the reasons why everybody thinks that I shouldn't know the secrets of the Torah. Why I shouldn't succeed. You love me. You want to connect with me. I don't even understand my potential. I don't even know what I'm about. Help me get there. All of those frustrations of disconnecting from Torah come to your Abba, your Tati, your dad, and you should think about the name of what you call your father. It should be very real. I once said a drasha in New York, and I used the word dad for Hashem, and someone came over me and they started shaking because they never heard Hashem called as a dad. If you can call him an Abba, you can call him a dad too. It's just, it was so real. It was so real. This is very real. And Karveinu Malkeinu Levodasecha, you connect me. And here we come to an amazing end of the bracha. Vachzireinu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha. Tshuva shleima. Why does it say a full tshuva? Says the Rebar Yochar and the Abu Dram, and this is against what we saw from the Marsha before. We'll explain in a second. It's mashma over here that Hashem can only help you with a tshuva shlema, a full tshuva. But Hashem doesn't help you with tshuva from A to Z. He just helps you finish off the process. You know why? Says the Abu Dram, because hakol b'yedei shamayim chutz miyiras of shamayim. Hashem wants to see that you're committed. When you come into Davin, and as I've been preparing this, it works for me. Every time I say, hachzireinu b'tshuva shlema lefanecha, after I see this Rebar Yochar, I think, where did I make a move today that would make Hashem proud that I could ask Him to finish off? What did I do? What step forward did I make that I took the first step? Then you take the first step. Habal l'taher misayin oisai. This is against the Marsha that we saw. The Marsha holds the actual davening is the beginning of the process of tshuva. You're already a bal l'taher. The Marsha in Brachos and Daf Yud and in Kiddushin also says that just the davening is. That no! Where are you, Stark? What did you do for Hashem today that you're coming and asking Him to finish when you didn't even start? And this feeling of Hashem, I took a step forward. It wasn't all that big, but you know what? It was a step. And this is where I am. Please let me continue. And then finally, and this is so important, Rabosa, Baruch Ata Hashem HaRotze B'tshuva. Hashem wants tshuva. And that's a chiddush. Hashem's rooting for us. Sometimes we feel so embarrassed from ourselves. Do you know that Hashem is rooting for us? Hashem wants us to advance. A person says, Hashem, you know why I just said this bracha? Because I know you want me to succeed more than I want myself to succeed. That you want to fix the game. You want to make the dice loaded for me. You want everything to work for me. You want to make rachamei av, to push me forward and forward. And that's the only reason I can speak this way to you, is because I know you care about me in that way. HaRotze b'tshuva. A person has to believe this. The Rebar Yochar quotes by Tshuva v'Shlema and the Abu Dram. Lo echbois b'mois hametz, kim b'tshuva medarcho hara. The pasuk in Yecheskel. V'chaya. Hashem wants us to be alive and well. And now we come quickly to just end with Slach Lanu Avinu Kichatanu Mechal Lanu Malkenu Kifashanu. Here we come. Here we go. Slach Lanu Avinu Forgive us, our Father, ki chatanu. Chatanu is a baby avera. Then you say, mechalanu malkeinu, our king, ki fashanu, because we royally messed up. We were morid b'malchus. Pashanu is intentional, is terrible. Says the Abu Draham, when you come as a son, you start off Shmon Esrei, slach lanu avinu, you're my father, and therefore, even if I did something terrible, you only look at it as teeny. Because when I'm a son to you, when we focus on that part of our relationship, and I'm asking you to focus on that. Im kibonim, slach lanu avinu, you're my father, then it's just chatayim, they're small. But I recognize that you are still the king. And I'm taking responsibility for myself. And therefore I say, mechalonu malkeinu, kifashanu. If you have an off day in the White House, oh boy, did they slaughter you in the newspapers. Why? Hey, you didn't get enough sleep. So why can't everyone say, don't worry, you didn't get enough sleep? It doesn't work that way. There are certain things you either produce or you're out. When it comes to the kingdom of Hashem, it should be that if you don't produce, we don't care all your nice little stories about why and who and what. A person has to take responsibility that he's dealing with Melech Malchei Amlach. And it's more than that. It's more than that. What's the word slach lanu avinu? Slach, says the Abu Draham and the Malbim. Slach never appears by a human being in all of Tanakh. Check it with your computers. Slach means it's over. I don't even remember that you did anything wrong. When you talk to Avinu, your father, you're done. You're done. You're sorry. It's over. Slicha. Slicha is not a pardon. It's over. There's no dent in the relationship whatsoever. That's not a human trait. That only comes because Borei Olam is our father. Parents who have sometimes they have their limits, but Hashem was the Av HaRachma. Ad Kedei Kach. It's a clean slate. Mechalanu Malkeinu. Now it's a pardon. Hashem, I know you're a king. I'm taking responsibility for myself. I'm asking you to let this slide. But there's an understanding of responsibility to a king. Only Klal Yisrael could in a split second change their emotional state. That the Zohar says, we're people that during davening could be a ben in 1 second and then a second later be an eved. Who could juggle such emotions? Who could juggle being ma'orer such rachamim on one hand and being ma'orer such taking responsibility for your own self and understanding that you're dealing with Melech Malchei Amlachim? Only Klal Yisrael. And this is representative of the entire tefillah. And that's why we end off very optimistically in this bracha. Hamar be'lisloach. We don't mention mechila. Mechila, we're not shooting for it. Just like in Arotza B'tshuva, we go for the gold. Hashem wants us to succeed. You're Mar B'lisloach. Hashem, I know that even though you're the king of the world, king of the universe, king of everything, but I know you want to forget everything I did bad, and let's just start anew. We should all be Zeicha, Rabosai, to be able to attach to Borei Olam in these areas. It's hard, but put it in our davening. It's hard to connect to Torah. It's hard to connect to tefillah. It's hard to connect with mitzvahs. But it's not hard at the same time. We're cut from the same cloth, kiviyachal. We're attached to Borei Olam. He feels a certain way towards us. We deep down feel the same way. We just have to activate it. We just have to activate it. And habal le'taher, mesayin oisam. Be'ezus Hashem.